Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. Everybody, welcome back to Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode 10. That means we're in the double digits. Go us. So, we've got some special stuff for you planned for this 10th
anniversary.
Episode. Yes, yes.
One a year.
Yay. We didn't get a cake. Somebody should have made a cake.
Mm.
We could have.
We got Gamer Grub. Celebratory Gamer Grub.
You guys Yay. Got Gamer Grub.
Well, yeah. We did. I just want to say, on behalf of Gamer Grub, I'm their representative now.
It's true.
Happy 10th podcast, guys. Keep eating Gamer Grub. Gamer Grub is the best food on earth.
Gamer Grub.
That's what Adam and Eve ate in the Garden of Eden.
Oh my god, man. You're so stupid.
Yeah. That's what the snake tempted them with, the Gamer Grub, because it gave them the knowledge to play their video games better, and they kicked God's ass.
And he got really mad. All right,
no.
So we've got Matt and Laura, and then
Hi.
Nick is hiding somewhere. Where is
yes.
Nick?
There
is
no, I'm
Nick.
Here. I'm
there
here.
He is.
You guys just aren't funny.
Oh.
Nick was skipping the blasphemy portion of the podcast.
He will not be
as,
a part of that.
As God's representative, it's not funny. No, I'm just kidding. I just genuinely thought it just wasn't funny for like comedy purposes, not religion purposes.
All right. Well, so
and
I apologize.
I'm going to apologize right now if on my recording there's somebody who bursts through the door screaming my name because my bipolar sister may have forgotten that I was recording this.
God.
We'll just see. We'll just see where we get from there.
Okay.
So before we go into our reminiscence,
hold on, Nick.
Oh my God!
Do you have a bi curious sister? That'd be hot.
That was clever, Matt. Way
yes, and
go.
It is hot. It's so. You should
like
try living.
I don't know your like your family's been hiding another sister from me.
No. It's
just
no,
in
it's
case
the same
it
one.
Was too hot. Oh.
Even better.
She's got a lot of problems.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
All right, so before we go into reminiscing about our previous 9 episodes, we're just going to go over our usual stuff. So, first of all, what have you guys been playing? Who wants to go first?
Me. I'll go first.
I'll go first.
Laura said it first.
You go first.
Haha.
Yeah.
I've been playing Resident Evil 5 and Metal Gear Solid 4. Both good games.
Have you enjoyed
nice.
Sitting on your couch for 34 hours watching cinematics?
Oh yeah, the cinematics,
yeah.
God.
All right.
The cinematics in Metal Gear Solid were horrible.
What, are they really?
Yeah, Metal Gear is famous for its long cinematics, and
well, oof. Can't you skip them?
Yeah, but you probably don't want to do that.
It'd be great
if place,
they had a.
You wouldn't know what's going on.
That's
it'd
true.
It'd be great if they had cinematics. And it was just
God.
Videos with Sinbad in the middle of Metal Gear Solid.
Wow.
That would actually be really great.
He hasn't done anything in a long time, has he?
40 hours of cinematics. Metal Gear Solid 5.
And it's not even new footage. It's just clips from House Guest and First Kid.
And Jingle All the Way.
I don't know if good is what I like. I don't.
Hey, First Kid is a classic tragedy. He can't have any friends because he's the president's son. That's messed up. Sinbad
became
his only friend.
On the sister website to Mr. Skin, Mr. Boy Skin, it has the listing for that kid's butt in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
It tells you the exact time when you see that kid's butt in that movie. Yeah. If you ever visit that website, you get put on a list.
Oh, God.
So you want to know something? You want to know something interesting?
Sure.
That is all. That,
what's something interesting? Enlighten us.
Brooke Shields has all of Brooke Shields' nude scenes took place before she was 18.
Nice.
Like, she had one where she was like 12 years old or something.
Whoa.
In some movie about a brothel.
Do you know what it's called? Not that I like. Am gonna like. But,
not that I know.
But no. I just need to. I just have to know what movie. Please tell me.
I don't remember the name of it, but I'm sure if you look up Brooke Shields 12-year-old nudity in Google, that's how I found it, is I was, for some reason, I'm like, I wonder if Brooke Shields was ever naked when she was 12. And, but then she's also in the movie The Blue Lagoon, where she was also naked for parts of that movie, and she was like 15.
That's right, I do remember that.
God. Matt, you're so sick.
I'm sharing some facts that are in my brain, okay?
They're good facts, too.
Whatever.
Thank you, Matt.
Facts.
Now we all know a little more than we did previously. All right, so Laura, did you say your other game?
Yeah, I've already said all my games.
Okay.
I'm done.
Fantastic. Matt, what have you been playing?
Okay, hold on. I got to look at the list to see what I've been playing. Oh, okay. I've been playing a little game called Wolfenstein. It's a sequel to Return to Castle Wolfenstein, which is a sequel to Wolfenstein 3D. And those are Wolfenstein 3D was really the first 3D first person shooter. It's a classic. Return to Castle Wolfenstein was also a pretty good game, but this new Wolfenstein is kind of a Call of Duty-ish shooter. Like you can look down the barrels of your guns and stuff. It's like it's kind of a mix of the more realistic elements, but it still has awesome stuff like Nazi zombies, Nazi wizards.
What?
It's just pretty crazy. And overall, I think it's really fun. The graphics aren't that great. It's on a modified Doom 3 engine.
Huh.
Ooh.
It still looks pretty good. It doesn't look as good as like Gears of War or whatever, but
cool.
It's pretty nice. It's got an interesting overworld system. It's kind of not exactly free roaming, but there's a central town that you access all the levels from, and you can also buy upgrades for your weapons there. And get mission briefings and stuff. It works out well, but also then on your way to missions, Nazis will try like barricade you and kill you. And you get special powers. It's a pretty fun game, and it comes out next week. I already have it because I'm better than you. I've been playing Wii Sports Resort.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. Way better than the original Wii Sports. It's awesome. It works perfectly. It really enhances the game. Like, it makes bowling and golfing, and tennis like it. Anything that everything is an improvement over the first game, and any review that tells you that it's underwhelming or anything is completely wrong.
It makes it more accurate.
How's the Wii Motion Plus?
Yeah, it makes bowling extremely accurate. And
I don't really know what people are expecting from this game, but it's everything I expected from the game, which is it controls well and it's fun. Like, it's if you have friends, get it.
What if you don't have any friends?
Well, then you should still get it anyways.
Then go buy some other game. I don't know.
Nice.
go buy Wii Play.
Yeah, there you go.
People love that game.
No, people love
it's
the controller that comes with the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I have a bunch of friends who, like, I don't know. Well, they're also 5 years old. So never mind.
Alrighty then.
Everybody's going to think you're a pedophile.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Hold on, Nick, you want to cut in real fast since the only game you've been playing is Wii Sports Resort?
Yeah, basically that's the only game I've been playing. So, oh yeah, I will. Yeah, Wii Sports Resort is awesome. I played a lot of it by myself while Matt was working because I was visiting him. And I beat the island flyover, which I thought...
Did you find all of the info spots?
Yeah, I found all the info spots.
In all three times of the day?
Yep, in all three times.
Oh, man.
No. Oh, actually, no. I didn't finish those.
Aww,
I did it mostly during the day.
Come on.
You're right, and I was only playing it for like 3 days.
How many different things can you do in this game?
There's 12 different minigames, but then each minigame has like sub minigames, so like different versions of it.
Oh, cool.
Like in bowling, you can do all 10 frames of 100-pin bowling and curve control. So there's, I don't know. It's really awesome.
How's archery?
Archery's fantastic.
Yeah, archery's really, really good.
Great.
And so is frisbee golf.
Yeah.
And actually, yeah, I was, when I got the first Wii Sports, I was excited for golf because I enjoy golfing, but I hate the sun.
quite a conundrum.
Yeah, and that game was, in the first one, was pretty, fairly broken because it couldn't tell a backswing from a front swing and all that. But in Wii Sports Resort, they fixed that so well. And I read a few reviews that say that it doesn't work, but I completely disagree because I played 18 holes multiple times. It was so much fun.
What was your score?
My score?
Yeah.
Like, a 2-over.
Nice. Wow. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah.
It's a golf thing, Laura. Only guys and one black person know what we're talking about.
Apparently. God. Jeez.
All right, so that's it. Nick.
That was basically it for me.
Okay.
Because
yeah, so
I played that and a bunch of games that have been out for years.
All right, whatever. Okay, so just quickly, I've been playing Pokemon Platinum. I'm stuck at Giratina. For those who know what that is, I'm sure you three don't because you're not cool enough to play Pokemon. But what I do is, ever since I think like Ruby and Sapphire came out, I've caught every single Pokemon with a Pokeball, which is the weakest version of the Pokeball. So it's really hard to catch like high-level Pokemon, especially legendary Pokemon. And
really? I thought you had them all already.
Yeah, in the previous games, but I can't do it in this game. I don't understand why. I've been in the same spot for months now, and I've retried it.
Too hard for you?
It's not even that. It's just luck. Like, I don't even know. So, I've been doing that. I've been playing Wii Sports Resort. When the game came out, I was in Seattle, and actually I went to a Nintendo event they had in Seattle, so that was pretty cool. They had a bunch of Wiis set up, and I talked to this one girl who was working there, and she apparently was a gamer, unlike almost everyone else there, who was just like advertisement.
Oh, sweet.
People.
Girl gamer. Did you totally do her?
Totally.
Nice.
Yeah.
So now you only have to do two more girl gamers, and you've done them all.
Clever.
Wait, is Laura counted in that?
Yeah, I was wondering.
In which group?
Don't worry.
None of your business.
I've already done
group.
Laura. In the eyes.
Hello, Adam.
Did they gamer grub on your joystick?
Did they gamer grub?
God.
Yes. They gamer grub my joystick. That was cool. And so I didn't play the game for like a week because I was in Seattle, but fortunately my friends I was staying with got it, so I pretty much beat their game for them. Just adding on like what Matt and Nick said, it's really, really accurate. The Wii Motion Plus works really well. However, I've programmed like some games and stuff with the Wii Remote, and so I guess I have like a little more attention to what is going on, like motion-wise, and what senses the motion, or whatever. But I was expecting with the Wii Motion Plus that if you move it like from side to side, like left and right, or up and down without, you know, like rotating your arm, because the Wii Motion Plus really senses rotation from what I can tell, and that's about it. But like, it can't tell if you're moving up or down or horizontally, which was kind of a bummer for me. But that doesn't really matter. So I don't know. Wii Sports Resort is very fun. If you have a Wii, you should get it. One, because it's a fun game. Two, because it comes with a free Wii Motion Plus. Mm-hmm. So, if you don't have it already, you should go out and buy it. And then I've also been playing Flipnote Studio, which is an amazing free application for those with DSIs. Just go to the DSI shop channel. It's the only free app they've got out so far. And basically what it is, I'm pretty sure this has been out for a while now, but have you guys ever seen, like, the GIFs of, like, I don't know, for example, stick figures? Like, really, really good stick fighting or stick figure fighting GIFs?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yes. Sort of. I've seen many GIFs.
I'm sure if you saw, you would know what I'm talking about. But basically, it's that technology, just in DSI form. So,
oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, what it is, it's a flip note. So you can draw on it. You can import, like, short sounds. You can have up to 999 pages in this flip note. And then you can play it back at, I think, 8 different speeds.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and so it's basically just like a mini animation application, and then you can upload them really seamlessly. You can upload them to this company's website, and you can view the website really easily on your DSI or on the computer. And then you can also export your animation as a GIF file, and so that saves onto your SD card, and then from there you can put it on the computer and, you know, do whatever you want with it. But it's a really great app, and it's free. So if you have a DSI, you have got to get this.
That sounds awesome.
So it's really, really good. And that's what I've been playing.
Next. Tron 2.
No, not yet.
Can I eat my Gamer Grub now? Can we eat our Gamer Grub?
Yeah, sure, go for it. Eat your Gamer
Grub. Go for the Gamer Grub.
Okay, guys, Gamer Grub sent me some, me and Laura, some Gamer Grub, Laura, because I think
she's not here right now, is she?
Is she not?
She stepped
away.
Okay, well, I'm just going to make fun of her anyway.
She'll never know.
They sent it to Laura. She was sexting the Gamer Grub CEO.
Oh, I see what you did there. You took texting and sex and put them together.
Yeah, she sent them some naked text pictures. I just wrote a really awesome song, if you check it out. On the board, or balloonsisfun.com/music/gamergrubthemesong.mp3. You know, it's a song by my band, the Gamer Grubbers. It's a band dedicated to playing Gamer Grub songs. Anyway,
you know, Matt, I was thinking, I was a part of that. How come I didn't get any Gamer Grub?
Because you didn't do shit. You just said Gamer Grub.
Well, I'm the vocal. I'm the lead vocalist. Come on.
You are not the lead. I am the lead vocalist.
I'm the lead
I
vocalist.
Did absolutely nothing, and why didn't I get any?
Anyway, so I'm a great musician, classic rock, Eric Clapton. So they sent me some free Gamer Grub, and I'm gonna eat it. PB&J never had it before. They don't sell it in many stores.
Hey, I got some free Gamer Grub too, and I didn't do anything.
Took my first bite.
Well, you did. Matt told us what you did, and you should be ashamed.
In the first bite,
God.
It has some peanuts. I had all the flavors. Peanuts.
Butter.
You got peanut. No. Hold on, you have peanuts? Peanut butter.
Wait, peanut and like peanut butter?
Peanuts and peanut butter chips. And then you have
nice
weird little bread thingies, and then balls of jelly. Two different flavors of jelly.
What flavor jelly?
Strawberries. Oh, no. They're pieces of dehydrated strawberries and then pieces of strawberry jelly. So they're trying to put a little nutrition.
Yeah, really. Wait, why is the bag purple if it's strawberry?
Yeah, what if you're allergic to strawberries? Why?
Guys, hold on. Can I give a review of this?
Why not blueberries?
I'm sorry.
It's delicious. This is actually really good. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm eating lunch right now.
Matt, are you... Oh, you're eating it too? Okay, so let me ask. Are you guys using your fingers to reach into the bag, or are you just dumping it in your mouth straight from the bag?
No, straight in my mouth. Straight in my mouth.
Not me,
okay, good.
How are you doing that? Is that some sort of, like, new technology, or...?
Yeah. You know, if you put a pouch in your... put pouch to mouth technology. You just open up the pouch, pour it in your mouth. No keyboard crumbs.
Whoa.
No messy fingers.
Whoa.
That's something I've always wanted in my food while I'm playing games.
I know. Yeah, but guys, I'm not
somebody
just...
who loves video games and hates dignity. And so that's perfect for me.
I'm not sucking Gamer Grub's penis here, but it's really like this is a really good snack.
Do you have to use your fingers for that, or do you just dump it in your mouth?
And then I'm sucking their dick.
Yeah.
I like to excite the butthole, so.
This is really good. What's up with these little bread pieces, though, that they have in here? They're kind of weird. They're like little bread. I don't know.
Bread or toast?
They're little bread pieces. Not
I like my bread toasted. No. Come on.
Man, this tastes so good. This is really great.
Now, see, it sucks because there's no place around me where I can get Gamer Grub.
Order from
Order it online.
Order from where?
ThinkGeek.
On their website.
Oh, really?
Ah. Yeah, all this talk about Gamer Grub is exciting my butthole.
I was delayed, but it was good.
I know, it's because everybody was talking.
It was worth the delay.
Nobody would shut up.
Did you guys hear that they have a new flavor called s'mores that they're coming out with?
Yeah, they're replacing chocolate with s'mores. They were going to come out with chocolate. Now they're making it s'mores, so it's healthier.
Was it the strategy chocolate?
So it's healthier?
Yeah. No, they ditched the game genre.
Oh,
names.
Really? That sucks. Man.
No, that's good.
And wasabi's coming out, but wasabi's probably going to be disgusting.
Racing wasabi?
But so far, PB&J is still not worth $4. But...
I'm looking at the front of my package, and there are little jelly balls that are in the picture, but I don't have jelly balls in mine. I got flat jelly balls.
Jelly discs.
Yeah, discs. That's it.
Speaking
Matt, are
of
your balls
discs.
Flat? Did your balls... Were your balls flat?
Yeah. They're like discs.
Yeah, they're flattened because of his whitey-tighties.
Sexy.
Yes.
No, they're not whitey-tighties. They're steady readies.
There you go. That was good.
Because they're red and they hold his junk.
Yeah. They hold him in place, nice and firm.
Do you want me to tell that joke on air?
What joke?
What?
The joke about my underwear.
Oh, yeah.
You
please,
do.
Please.
You need to tell it.
Were they a gift?
Go for it.
Yeah, I got some red underwear for my birthday from my friend Deanna. Shout out. She's not going to listen, but... I usually wear boxers, and boxers are really easy when you have to go pee to get your wiener out, because it's just like a flap.
Take note.
But I forgot. Like, Tidy Whitey's...
Yeah.
Tidy Whitey's is like two flaps, and it's stretched tight, so you have to kind of like... It's like pulling your penis out through a maze.
What kind of maze, Matt?
Stupid.
A hedge maze. Ah. And I kept hitting dead ends.
Was it like the lab?
It was on the back of a Denny's menu, I would have had to use four different colored crayons. And also, you could usually find my penis on the back of a Denny's menu.
If you look really, really
with
closely.
A magnifying glass, maybe.
Yeah, you have to get a magnifying glass out.
Good one. Okay, burn. I think we should talk about Tron 2.
All right, let's talk about Tron 2. So
I was trying to do a really great transition.
Oh, that's yeah. I was wondering what the discs was. I think Laura was just better though.
Here. We'll chop off Matt's entire disgusting story.
Okay. Jelly discs.
Speaking of discs, Tron 2, anybody?
Oh, yes. Good segue. Good job, Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, okay.
This was
announced at Comic-Con, right?
Nick, are you Paul Markov?
It was announced. It was actually...
Markov? Because you're always on that segue. You're riding that segue.
Nice. No, actually, Tron 2 was announced at last year's Comic-Con. There was that teaser trailer for it.
Really?
Yeah. And it leaked onto the internet from last year's Comic-Con. It wasn't actually announced that it was going to get made, because it wasn't even greenlit yet when they made that.
So wait, the new teaser trailer was from last year?
Yeah, it's last year's, but really? They released it to the public this year because they made that to get Tron 2 greenlit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is this one going to be all
for the
live
most
action?
Yeah.
Laura, have you seen
but
Tron?
It's...
Cool.
No,
I
mean, have you seen
it.
The original?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. You should.
No.
Well,
it's
got
no.
Jeff Bridges reprising his role.
Mm-hmm.
And the music of Daft Punk.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, kick ass.
Daft
That's
Punk,
awesome.
Daft Sweet, Punk I'm is there. Doing the entire score, and they actually are working with the people who are making it to put together a Tron tour where they're just going to play the entire score.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's cool.
I love Daft
And then
Punk.
For the special edition DVD, Kanye's just going to rip off all their music.
Yeah.
And rap over it.
Yep.
And nice. Make it terrible.
And ruin it. Yeah.
All right.
Oh no!
Do you guys
he'll
see the Kanye episode?
He's going to use
South Park
fish sticks.
Oh,
wait, what?
Fish sticks.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was going to say he's going to use his
funny.
Klondike Blondike joke, but he's going to say people would do anything for a Klondike. I'd do anything for a light bike.
Especially now that Klondike has a thicker
just to make it
shell.
To make it more Tron-y.
Did you guys know that Klondike now has a thicker, more chocolatier shell?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
butch
Michael
now.
Ian Black told me.
No, we didn't.
Michael Ian Black told me on commercials.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh, Michael Ian Black just called me. And
Tron
like,
2. It's,
hey, Nick.
It's in the works. Hopefully it won't suck, because that would make the whole world sad.
Watch the first one. The first one's not bad. It's just really boring.
I really like the first one.
No, it's a good movie, but I can't, like, if I was going to be like, hey, guys, want to watch Tron? To somebody who hadn't seen Tron, they'd
hey
be like,
"Hey guys,
want to
watch Tron?"
It's 3 hours of people staring at like.
No, no, no.
A...
If you said that, your action figures wouldn't respond. They would just sit there on the shelf. Hey guys, want to watch Tron? And silence.
I have the cupboard from the Indian in the cupboard that my aunt stole from the movie set.
Really?
So.
Oh, never mind. They would respond.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I had one of those really obnoxious Star Wars Episode I pod racing. Alarm clock / piggy banks, and there was a short in the wires, and every time I don't know what why it did this, but every time our doorbell rang, that thing would go off, and it was like it was somebody who was not Jake Lloyd screaming pod racing is wizards, and then this horrible like MIDI version of the Star Wars theme song would play.
Okay. So next up, also announced at Comic-Con was the Halo anime. Did you guys see anything about that?
Mm-mm. Yes, I did.
Cool.
I did see at Comic-Con. I saw Red versus Blue animated Halo.
Oh yeah. So by the way, Matt went to Comic-Con this year.
Oh yeah.
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 I got him for free.
Yeah.
Yay,
partied
Matt.
With all the hot booth babes. Let me tell you something that was apparently the biggest spectacle of Comic-Con. For one thing, there was like a billion people on the showroom. It was like the most packed Comic-Con of all time, I think. It was ridiculous. Like, it was like walking around at the most crowded part of Disneyland.
That's what I heard too.
And so anyway, so at any given time in the day, about 50 to maybe 75 people were crowded around this Japanese lady dancing with like a cat girl head. Band on in a boa.
Sexy.
Dancing, lip syncing to some video, like anime video.
Nice.
All day, there were tens, scores of people just surrounding her constantly. It was so creepy.
Weird.
Like, people would just watch her for like 10 minutes.
Was she singing the same song the whole day?
I don't know. I just kept walking. Like, I couldn't hear. It's so loud there. Like,
was it like
could
for
be right
a game
there.
Or was she just singing?
She was just, it was, I don't fucking know. No, it was a booth for something. It wasn't a game. It was a anime or something.
Booth babe.
But it was right next to the War Machine booth. And
what's better than singing cat girls? Nothing. That's what.
I don't know. My friend Alex wanted to watch it, but I said, hey buddy, we got shit to do.
Did you, was there anybody dressed up in the world's most original costume, the Joker?
Mm-hmm.
Or Rorschach.
Every time I saw a Joker, there's tons of them. I'd go to my friend Alex. I'd be like, "Hey, why is that guy so serious?" I think within 15 minutes of being at Comic-Con, I'd already said it 20 times, and he got so pissed. But here's the best here's the best part of Comic Con. Is we were walking past the Star Trek cologne booth.
Nice.
And I oh turned to my friend Alex, and there was like a bunch of people dressed up like Klingons by it, and I didn't really pay attention to them, but anyway, they were there. Yeah. And so I walked past it, and I said to my friend Alex, I just like said it, and I didn't say it loud. I'm just like, oh yeah, now you can smell like a Klingon. And a woman dressed up as a Klingon turns around and goes, better than a Terran. It's like, wow.
Holy crap.
I know.
All right, so anyways,
she's right.
The Halo anime is apparently going to have five different production houses, including Bones, Cassio Entertainment, Production IG, Studio 4C, and Toei Animation. And for those who don't know, those are incredibly like big, good production houses. So personally, I don't see how it can end up being bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't there supposed to be a Halo movie?
Yeah, that's on hold.
Well, that is the reason why District 9 got made. Aww, because it fell through, and Peter Jackson lost the... Well, I guess...
It was basically like their proof to say, hey, we can do a Halo movie. Look what we made.
Well, it was... They lost the movie, right? Well,
oh,
they
really?
Didn't lose the rights, but they were...
The studio did. Fox did.
Yeah, Fox lost it, and so Peter Jackson was basically dropped... Mm. And he had been working with Neil Blomkamp for like a few months at that point, and he had really like become friends with him, and so basically gave him $30 million to make whatever he wanted.
Man,
the thing that they did to show that they could make the Halo movie were those Halo shorts,
right?
Yeah,
the ones for the Halo 3 that Neil Blomkamp also directed, and those were done on no budget, and they looked really cool.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
So you saw District 9, right?
Yes, I did. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And it made me hate James Cameron more than I ever have in my life.
Why?
Because when they started making District 9...
Spoilers.
Peter Jackson... Yeah, spoilers. Well, not really spoilers. This is just like behind-the-scenes spoilers.
Spoilers.
If you don't want to know what computer graphics are and that the aliens aren't real, don't listen to this part. No, but Peter Jackson intended them to use Weta, because Weta Digital is owned by him. And they were going to do all the CG in the movie, but then James Cameron swooped in with big cartoon bags of money with dollar signs on it and basically told everybody that they needed to get out because he was making Avatar and he was able to outbid them.
Ooh.
And so Weta was only able to do select portions of the movie. So the mothership was all done by Weta, and one of the like important alien characters was done by Weta as well.
Mm.
Hey, Laura got dropped.
Yes, I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to do it without the listeners knowing. Thanks, Matt. God.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Laura didn't get dropped.
But other than, yeah, their solution was that I think they worked with like seven different, different CG or, studios. And, it turned out really, really good. And the movie's incredible.
It's pretty impressive.
And I can't believe it was made on $30 million. It looks so great. And Nick? I don't want to ruin anything, but it does a great job of like mixing big budget like Hollywood blockbuster with like a thought provoking like intellectual film. It was really good.
Sweet,
Nick.
Glad to know it turned out.
How would you say it compares to my favorite science fiction movie, The Adventures of Pluto Nash?
Oh, it doesn't at all. Because Pluto Nash is on a like a level that's way
well
above
does it have
anything
any,
that's being made today.
Is Randy Quaid a robot butler in this one?
There's actually three Randy Quaid robot butlers.
Oh my god!
Well, then it's better. It's better than Pluto Nash.
Well, it is, but they don't do much with him. There's just pictures of him and the other two Randy Quaid robot butlers at Disneyland. They're on vacation. It's like a cop out. I don't think they could afford to put that many Randy Quaids in a movie.
Their limit
they don't have the technology.
$30 million, Matt. Come on.
Yeah, it was only $30 million. Randy Quaid requires $30 million a week.
Exactly.
On all the movies he works on.
And since there were three,
that's why
of
he's
them,
not in.
It would have been.
That's why he's not in any movies.
Yeah. All right, so, anyways.
It's too expensive.
Speaking of movies, there's a Castlevania movie, apparently. And that's all we know about that. Just that it's coming.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of insight. I live over here by Hollywood. I live by the movie studios. All right, so
well, why don't you tell us?
I can give some updates. Castlevania, it's being written by Diablo Cody.
you might know, wrote Juno. It's being produced by Martin Scorsese and
the Rolling directed,
Stones. Yeah, directed actually by
Quentin
Tarantino. The guy who directed those wonderful Jack in the Box commercials when Jack gets hit by the bus. So it's a kind of a newcomer. The cast is the entire cast for a High School Musical. Plus the Joe Bros make a cameo as three musical vampires that are just cruising the castle looking for a good time. So watch out.
So it's a must see.
God.
Yeah, but
I hope this is getting Twilight.
No, not on that Twilight level, but watch out for the Christmas 2009 that's actually being released. They're wrapping up. They're doing this one fast, so.
God, Matt, just spoil it for us.
Yeah. Sorry to drop the bomb on this podcast. Like, I should have sold this to National Enquirer or something.
Yeah.
Ain't It Cool News or something.
Exclusive.
Because they could make a horrible GIF file out of it.
Yeah. All right, so you heard it here first. Oh. All right. Thank you, Matt. Up next, we've got Red Steel 2. It's going to be playable at GamesCon. So that should be pretty cool.
Will it be playable? It'll probably be playable at PAX. Huh?
When is PAX? August? September?
September 2nd through 5th, I think.
Alrighty. That's the thing. Is that what you and Danny and whoever else is going to?
Yeah, just me and Danny.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, are you guys going to hook up at the hotel?
Bro vacation. Bromance.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Aww.
Are you going to waggle his Wiimote?
Yeah, but I've got some of those Wii condoms, so.
Yeah, good.
Oh, okay. Sure. Practice safe.
Protection is good. Always wear a condom. Sega's Genesis 20th anniversary was yesterday, I believe. So in order to celebrate that, Sega is letting gamers choose the next game they're going to release on Xbox Live Arcade. The games you can choose from are Earthworm Jim, Golden Axe 2, Shining Force, Revenge of Shinobi, Streets of Rage, Toe Jam and Earl, and Wonder Boy. And last time I checked, Earthworm Jim was winning by quite a bit.
I would take Earthworm Jim or Toe Jam and Earl. Those are both great games.
Yeah.
I met, at Comic-Con, I met Doug Tenapple, creator of Earthworm Jim, and Sock Baby. Yep, and
Sock
I
Baby?
Bought...
He did Sock Baby?
Yeah, he created and directed it.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
I kind of creeped him out or something because I like spaced out when I was in the middle of talking to him. Like I was kind of like looking at something and stopped talking, and it was weird. And like I was with my friend and I think everyone was kind of confused as to what I was doing, and so like I didn't notice that. And it was just kind of weird because it was surreal for me because I was zoned out, and when I came back in, I was staring at Doug Tenapple, and he was staring back at me. Like, what is wrong with you?
That's awesome.
He probably thought you were a crackhead, Matt. God.
Yeah, but I bought a comic book from him. He's a really nice guy, and he's 80 feet tall.
Wow, that's pretty big.
And he drew me a Jewish robot cowboy, so.
Sweet.
Nice.
Alrighty. Let's see. Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver are coming out in spring 2010 for America and Europe. So that should be fun. Matt, do you want to talk about the 360 update?
Okay, yeah. So 360 update came out. A few things. I'm going to run. Before I get angry, I'm going to. You can now do the Netflix group watch thing where you can all watch it in the theater.
Really? So only one person has to have a Netflix account?
I have no idea how it works, honestly.
All right.
And let's see, what else can you do?
Do you have Netflix?
What was the other thing? No.
Ah. Right.
What was the other thing, Nick?
Oh.
The avatars?
Can you stream Wetflix now? the porn version of Netflix?
Yeah.
Awesome.
God.
Nice. No. Oh, yeah. The you can download 360 games now.
Yeah.
Like the Xbox original titles, you can buy and download digital copies of 360 games.
So is that not all of them? Complete library, or just like a select?
No.
It's mostly just like new ones or like big popular ones.
Hmm. Okay, now here's the bullshit.
Wait, I didn't hear it. It's not the full library?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, that's
okay, here's the bullshit. Now they've put the advertisement in. So
oh,
the Xbox menus now have advertisement, which apparently does nothing. Because also, now they've updated the avatar system, so now has a store where you can buy clothing from clothing companies and based on video games, but it's all ridiculously overpriced.
And it's also the end of free clothing downloads. There's no more.
Yeah,
really?
No more free clothing downloads.
Yeah.
You have to buy it all from now on.
That sucks.
For one thing, avatars can't be used. Avatars are not used in anything except 1 versus 100, I guess.
No. They stand on the screen in front of you. They're part of the HUD in Uno as well.
They also wave to you in the main HUD.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, so they're fucking useless. And you have to...
So you don't use them to socialize like PlayStation
Home?
No,
they don't.
No,
yeah, they don't
No.
God, that's
even though PlayStation Home is a piece of shit, they still don't have anything. They don't even have a piece of shit for them to walk around in.
Right.
you can look at them.
That sucks because at least with PlayStation Home you can do things, and if you spend money to
customize
your avatar, it isn't a waste of money. You know what I mean?
But
like
here's the thing: there's not even a reason for your friends to look at your avatar. Like the only times my friends have seen my avatar is when I'm like, "Hey, look at my avatar."
Yeah, like, because
but now
load time on the friends page is horrible.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Very rarely can you actually see the avatars. So,
but now you can go, "Hey, look, I bought a lightsaber for 600 Microsoft points, or 400."
Lightsabers are, I think, 380 or 320.
That is such an odd number. Why do they do that?
They are 400.
What is
like
that?
Like $7 or something?
Oh my god!
No,
I could buy a plastic lightsaber.
That's
for
crazy.
Six.
Yeah,
right.
It, for one thing, the lightsaber on there does look like a plastic lightsaber. It's stupid. Your guy doesn't do anything with it. He kind of swings it around, and if you move his head, it disappears.
Oh really?
That's so weird.
Yeah. Clothing is 80 for shirts and 60 120 for hats, and so that's about. Anywhere from $2 to $3, I think. It's ridiculously overpriced. And
I think the most expensive thing on PlayStation Home is only like $1.99.
That's still stupid,
so
but still, why are they charging for virtual clothing?
All right, so now Microsoft is getting money from the Xbox Live accounts, the avatar clothing, and the advertisements.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, something That's seems crazy. A little bit off about that.
Rip off.
Yeah, if only Alex was here to yell at him.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's bullshit. I'm actually like, if I didn't want to play Xbox with my friends, I'd cancel my Live account because I'm tired of Microsoft
that's really
raping
absurd.
Me.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
A good news about some downloadable content is reason enough not to buy. Fallout 3 expansion packs is that the Game of the Year edition is coming out soon.
With everything.
Which has... So, it's $60 for all the expansions.
There are a few games that are doing
plus
that.
The game.
Gears of War is doing that too, right?
No, I don't think... They have that big download that you can download. You can get all the
maybe that's
DLC
what I'm thinking
in
about.
One.
Yeah, but Fallout 3...
I wonder if all the people who bought the DLC separately are pissed off now.
I
out with that new version.
Well, I bought three of them, and I figured the Game of the Year was going to come anyway.
Yeah.
And now that Point Lookout and Mothership Zeta are out, I'm considering selling Fallout and buying it again because I want the hard drive space, and I love that game so much that I want all of the downloadable content.
Yeah, so it's gonna be $60 for all the expansions plus the actual game. So if you don't own it, that's definitely the edition to get when
it's
it comes out.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Or if you're stupid like me, sell it and rebuy it.
I just couldn't get
it's
into
a great
Fallout
game.
3. Like I tried. And
my friend's wife loves that game, and she doesn't really play video games at all.
Yeah, my friend's
she's put
my
like something
fiance
like 110 hours into it.
Who?
I know, she plays something else.
That's crazy.
I forget
who. Who, Nick?
Carrie. Carrie plays that so much.
Carrie's your friend's wife? Carrie's not your friend?
Oh, I guess she is my friend, but I wanted to emphasize the whole
wife.
She doesn't play video games and she's a lady. And Carrie, that's what wives do.
Carrie, if you're listening to this, which hopefully you're not, because you would be mortified at the things I'm saying. I respect you enough to call you my friend. Aww. I don't call you my friend's wife.
Aww,
you're right. I'm
sweet.
Sorry. If you are listening and you've gotten this far into it without vomiting blood and canceling your Matt newsletter subscription, I'm sorry too. I didn't mean it.
And your baby's adorable.
And Matt hates your baby, but I love it, so.
Babies are cute.
Hey, I did my special voice for that baby.
Aww. That was sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, two more things. Nintendo made an inflatable horse controller patent. in which you could control...
Wait, hold on. Wait, what? Say that again?
An inflatable
horse controller.
Oh, God.
You said horse, correct?
Yeah. You're gonna use that plus horse. The Wii Motion Plus.
Wow.
There's your new Zelda. Yeah.
Wow. Inflatable Eponia.
So,
how does it work? And how is it a controller? Is it just an inflatable horse?
I'm not really sure.
Nick, don't ask questions.
Should I use any of my inflatable products?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks like it's got a little port for the Wiimote, so
God.
You sit on it.
Well, my inflatable wife has a port for the Wiimote.
I knew you were going to say that.
She's got all sorts of ports. All
right, so you plug... It's like the Guitar Hero guitar. You put the Wiimote in the inflatable. You can connect the nunchuck to it. You sit on it. Apparently, you can put it on a stool and sit on it. And you just... You control a horse. I don't know. More than a horse. You can control animals like bulls, burros, dolphins, whales, dragons, griffins, unicorns, and giant eagles. So it says
more
Nintendo.
Than a horse.
Is
this for? What is this name for?
It's just a patent.
To me.
I don't
wait,
know.
Wait, geez. Why just a horse? Why not come out with a whole line of inflatable animals?
Yeah, I mean, if I want to play animal racing game, I'm going to want to buy at least 8 different animals for my friends to all race
exactly.
on.
Exactly. I want a whole
Nintendo, if you're listening,
in my living room.
Get some good ideas from these guys. They know what they're talking about. They're the consumers.
Yeah, Nintendo, come on.
And it's
on the ball.
And it's not a vitality sensor. That's not what I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm playing video games, I just want to check my pulse, just to see if I'm still living.
Yeah.
And Nintendo's finally answered my demands.
Who is going to want this stupid thing on their finger while they're playing?
You're demanding that, Nick?
I don't even...
You were like, you kept sending angry letters to Nintendo, like, make my fucking vitality sensor!
I wanted to check my pulse!
I yelled at them because I've spent so much money, because I have a registered nurse who sits next to me. And she has my arm in like a blood pressure test.
And it costs a lot of money, doesn't it?
Yeah, it costs me a lot. Yeah, I took I wanted a registered nurse to be there, and I just wanted to check my pulse all the time. And I figured,
especially while you were playing
games. But do you know how much it costs to pay a registered nurse to stay there? You have to.
I can't even imagine how much
like,
that costs.
Well, you have to pay like their hospital salary and like and then some.
Oh my God!
And yeah, it costs me a lot. I
Hair
try,
sex,
and then
Nick.
She maces me.
Sex.
But she's, like, into going to the Renaissance Fair, so she doesn't use pepper spray. She uses, like, a real mace.
God. That must not be pleasant.
Yeah.
So, now with this vitality sensor, everything will be fixed, right? All nice and hunky-dory.
Yeah.
And you'll just get this, like, $20 add-on that can do the exact same thing.
That $20 finger.
You don't hook it to your finger, Laura. Duh. It goes on your penis.
Yeah, that's right. God, sorry.
Iwata said something about it recently, just mentioning it. Like, it could be used in a horror game, but mainly what they want to do with it first is just make... I guess it's going to be one of those things that you're not really sure if it's game, kind of like Wii Fit, where you just put your finger in it, and you are able to see your pulse. So you're able to, like, monitor yourself and just make yourself relax.
That sounds like, no offense to Nintendo, I love them, but that's retarded.
We'll see. It'll probably sell like hotcakes.
Adam will get it, for sure.
I probably will. Every
mm-hmm.
every housewife who has a lot of money and feels like getting involved in video games, snatch it up.
Adam.
Which is Adam. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What is this about the Wii will soon be able to stream directly off an SD card?
Yes, it will. That's actually very good news. So what it does right now, you can store things like channels or game saves onto your SD card, and then the annoying part is that you have to have enough free space on your Wii hard drive. So say a channel is 100 blocks. You have that 100 blocks on your SD card, but you have to have 100 blocks free on your Wii in order to read it from the SD card. Because what they did at first is that you would have to copy and paste it onto your Wii, but now with the however recent update, you just, like, they say you do, they say you copy it directly off of your SD card, but that's not really what you're doing. It's just a faster way to do it. But with this new update, you'll be able to read directly from your SD card, so you can have your Wii hard drive completely full and have up to 32 gigs on your SD card that you can read directly from. So you could play games, cool. Or like, the example that they're giving is that you could have Guitar Hero 5 songs on your SD card and not on your Wii HD. And, I'm sorry, hard drive, not
so
like
basically,
Wii HD.
Basically, the Wii is doing exactly what it should have done at launch?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much,
well, not yet. This is the upcoming.
Oh, soon.
Upcoming update, yeah.
Yeah.
Soon. Awesome.
All right. Ponyo?
Yay, Miyazaki.
Yay. Studio Ghibli. yep, the voiceovers are, from what I understand, the little sister of...
God.
What's her name? Miley Cyrus, and a little brother of the Jonas Brothers. I
Joe
think
bro.
That's what I heard.
Why do they have to ruin it? Why do they have to?
Because
ruin it
they have to.
Come on.
Did Disney get a hold of my fan fiction?
They must.
Like,
have.
How did they know that I wanted that?
Disney is
They're
everywhere.
Want,
Disney.
Nick,
owns
I didn't want
everything.
To say anything.
They probably
but
own your neighborhood, and you don't even know it.
You're probably
Nick,
right.
Since yeah. Since I'm so on the pulse here in Hollywood, I went ahead and handed it to Disney myself. I went up to their offices.
Oh.
And so it was an early birthday present
for Nick.
Are you talking about their office off of Main Street USA?
Yeah.
the one that has
they have a castle in the neighborhood, so
that's
oh, okay.
That's
well, thank you.
Awesome.
Never heard of it.
Thank so, you very much, Matt.
It's a pretty good present. Except for everybody else who's gonna, you know, have like bloody ears after listening to it.
Well, it's a personal gift, and if they don't like it, they are not allowed to go to my movie. So,
and there you have it. So one more thing.
Oh, wait, speaking of Miley Cyrus, though, did you ever see that movie Bolt that she did the voice of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did they cast her? She doesn't even sound like a little girl. Like 45.
So all
yeah, but
little 45-year-old
women do better little girl voices than Miley Cyrus, who sounds like she has
well,
lung
originally,
cancer.
Originally they had Rachel Ray.
That, which is, honestly, she sounds like Rachel Ray at age 20.
I hear that they tried out Lindsay Lohan as well, but she's
hey,
busy on drugs.
Hey, Bolt, I'm taking this shit over here.
Exactly. And then Bolt kept taking breaks to tell me about Scientology.
Oh, my God. You guys are sick, I swear. Oh
hey,
God.
Bolt, I gotta turn in my biology project, Bolt.
Regardless of the voices in that movie, I enjoyed it.
Me too, it was cute.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, yeah, with I that avoid voice. Anything that doesn't have Pixar's name on it.
Oh, God.
After seeing Horton Hears a Who, I'm never ever seeing another CGI movie that's not made by Pixar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh.
That was...
horrible.
Right, okay. Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
So think we should do emails before we talk about the 10th anniversary stuff.
Well, before we do that, Matt, do you want to inform the apparently loyal listeners how many of them are listening?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like we've gotten more listeners every time. Let's see. We got 54 the first first episode 7. And then we had I don't remember how many, something like
70.
What was it? No, it was like 92.
Oh.
Yeah.
On the second week, and now we have like 100 and
God, so unprepared.
I don't know. We have 100 and something. We have a shitload of people listening.
It was like
woohoo.
It was 144. 144, I think.
Awesome. I think it was 114 actually. I think you messed that up.
Go us.
Anyway,
oh,
if more than two people are listening to this, that is
in honor, I just like to say, if anybody's made it this far in this podcast,
yay!
I like to share with you a secret. I'm coming out of the closet to everyone who's made it this far in the in the podcast. It's a special bonus for you.
Matt,
I
we
trust
all know
you that much.
We all know already.
Yeah, we all know that.
It's not
Matt.
A secret.
It's actually part of my new stand-up.
Nice try.
I'm a very, very gay man.
Nice. The secret stand-up.
That's my joke. It's actually a joke I took from the movie The Secret. Everyone should watch it. If you're not happy, then you're not trying hard enough.
isn't that a quote that's on the book?
I'm pretty sure that's the motto of The Secret.
Was that written by?
Wow.
Our math teacher made us watch it in senior year of high school.
Nice.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
She is a very, she's like 43 years old and pretending that she's 19 again.
Aww.
And obviously she has a really sad life if she is forcing a bunch of 18-year-olds to watch The Secret.
Was she your best
instead of taking a final?
Instead of taking a final? That's an awesome teacher. No. Why are you complaining?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I mean no, it wasn't instead, actually. It was right after.
Nick.
And then for the next
day. You're a nerd.
What do you mean? Because I took math in high school? Yeah. I just couldn't get enough of that math.
I loves me some maths. Yep. All right. So before we go into our main discussion, there's one more thing. Two more things. We're going to do an email because we got one, and it's a real one. Apparently.
Is it real?
Hold on. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, I'm going to read it. All right, so this is from listener Jathan Smithy. Hello,
Jathan. No, Jathan with like a TH? Jathan?
No.
Jathan. No.
His real name is Jason Spencer. Okay? That he just didn't want anybody to know his last name and his email address. He uses Bing.com for all his
Jathan.
Searches.
His name is Jathan, right? Jathan Statham.
Well, now he's going to stop listening. Thanks, guys.
I'm sorry, Jathan.
Yeah,
I didn't
really
mean it, Jathan.
Thank
Jathan.
You for emailing us.
You're
sincerely.
Fucking faggot.
From our hearts. From ours to yours.
Why don't you get a real name, you fucking retard?
Hello, gentlemen and lady from Zelda
Good
Working
job,
Title
Matt.
Podcast. I was just emailing you to let you know that I listened to your latest episode, and it was really good. I agree with you guys what you said about the difficulty of games today compared to when you were younger. I think that they were much harder back in the day myself. I wanted to tell you guys that you are all cool hosts. Aw, thanks, Jason. You guys have all great chemistry, and I think that if you guys keep it up, you will be pretty successful at this kind of thing. Matt is definitely...
Yeah, we're all good hosts for... Because he's like a parasite.
But I wasn't there, so he's not complimenting me.
What?
So
yeah, he's not talking to you. God. He's not talking to you.
Well,
you're a bad host.
Until he listens to 7 or 8, I think those are the ones that I was in.
Yeah,
I don't care.
This was in response to 9. Matt is definitely the funniest on the podcast, and
he hasn't heard again. He hasn't heard me yet, so he doesn't even know.
So he has nobody to compare it to.
Did you come up with cinematics? Did you come up with Cinebatics? I'm pretty sure Sinbad couldn't even come up with Cinebatics.
And Alex has some really interesting information. Laura sounds really cool. Plus, she's a gamer girl, automatic win. And Adam is a great host. I love his funny intro. I'm a regular subscriber, and I look forward to hearing your episodes every time they come out because they keep me entertained for a few hours. You guys aren't like the other gaming review podcasts out there because you aren't really all that biased, even though you do talk about Nintendo a lot, but they are doing good right now. So I'd like to hear your opinions. Keep up the great work. You guys are doing great, and I know that you guys are doing a good job. P.S. Do you guys have a website for the podcast? I searched for one, but I couldn't find it. Thanks, Jay Spencer, Las Vegas.
Hold on, can I reply? I'm gonna give my reply. No, I'm going to give on
okay.
the on
you,
the
you can give a secondary
an audio reply.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Jason. Thanks for the letter,
no, you
Jason.
You have to start off with a deer. Because we want to be nice.
Dear Jay.
End with sincerely.
Dear Jason.
And it's J Thumb.
Dear
J Thumb.
Dear J Thumb. First of all, your parents are fucking retarded. They gave you a name.
Now, what if he listens to this with his parents? What's going to happen to us?
All right, yeah, you should start over.
Sorry.
Scratch that.
Yeah, this isn't, you know, this isn't going to help other people email us, Matt, because every time they
dear
email us, you're going to insult them.
Your parents are wonderful. Sometimes I wish your parents were my No, I don't wish that. Your parents are fucking pieces of shit. Why don't they? If they can't even name their kid right, they probably didn't raise you right. Did you eat? Okay, I can clearly tell from your letter that they didn't really make you go to school much. You have a lot of problems with punctuation. You spelled Alex with both a C and an X, as if you weren't really sure if his name is Alec, but.
It's called a typo.
No.
My
no.
The C is right
okay,
next to the X.
My blood type
card.
Is blood type A.
Oh.
Oh. Anyway. Okay, so let me just...
so bad.
Let me just get around to the specific parts. You were just emailing us to let us know that you listened to our latest episode, and you thought it was really good. Well, thanks, okay? But you didn't specify which was our latest episode. I don't know when you emailed this, what was the latest episode to you. You could have written this a year ago and now just got this email out. So I don't even know which specific episode you're talking about. How are we supposed to use this to better ourselves and know which episode you like the best? So I'd be a little more specific with that. I agree with what you guys said about the difficulty of games. It could have been any episode. We didn't have any specific episode about difficulty of games.
yes,
when we were younger, who are you to say how old do you think we are? What about when I was talking about when I was younger? What if I'm 6 years old? What if when I was younger I used to play, you know, I started on the Xbox 360? That's possible. You know, you assume too much. We have great chemistry. That's not true. None of us like each other at all.
As you
Matt
out.
Is definitely the funniest on the podcast.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, that's a lie for sure.
That's the only thing I really disagree with.
Alex has some really interesting information. I don't think he had any information that we didn't have. Laura sounds really cool. You're not going to get into her pants, bro. You're not.
Well, it's
you're
not,
not
like going to
be
hard.
Tapping that.
If you give
it's
her something
too
shiny,
far away.
If you give her something shiny,
I mean. Saying she sounds really cool, plus she's a girl gamer, automatic win. No. What you have to do is say, yeah, Laura sounds like a fat bitch. And then...
Girls like abuse.
In about 20 minutes, she'll be slobbering all over your cock.
Oh, God. All right, Matt, that's enough.
You're such an ass.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to your question. Do you guys have a website for the podcast? We say it every fucking podcast, you retard. Maybe if you actually... This is proof
enough.
That you didn't even
that
actually listen
enough.
To it, because it says it at the end. It says... Adam says like 10 websites that we have. We have a whole web ring.
God. We'll never, ever get another email.
Well, never, maybe if somebody puts some more thought into it. You know. You're not going to email the president saying, dear... Barry
never ever again.
Bob fucking, Operano.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, dear Keith Olbermann, did you were you black in high school? You wouldn't ask him that because you already know the answer. So there you go.
Hey, at least he was nice enough to send us.
All right,
an email.
So Jason.
Oh
if
yeah,
you,
yeah. Sending an email, a 3-paragraph email, I'm sure was a big right, deal
that,
for him.
That
I'm sure
is...
he had to hunker down in front of the computer all day. Pound this one out.
Jason, if you'd like to email us back with a well-worded retort for Matt, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, right. He's never going to listen to us again.
We love you, Jason. But really, thank you for emailing us.
I don't know who this Jason guy is that you guys are talking about, but I love Jatham.
Jatham.
Jason.
Jatham.
Jatham. All right,
so, yeah, anyways... our contact info is you can either go to tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. They'll take you to the same place. Email address wtpodcast@gmail.com, and we are now on Twitter because we're hip and in with it. So search for Zelda WT Podcast and you will find us. Alright, so now what we're going to do is we're going
this
to...
is how this hold on this is how we're closing the show. That's what we gave you all the contact information.
Yeah.
Did you give them our email address?
Oh, wtpodcast@gmail.com.
Hold on, are we cutting in clips throughout and you're going to do an introduction in the beginning, or are we doing clips right now?
We're going to do the clips
right
now.
Introduce
them. Okay.
Oh, well,
oh, but I see what you're saying. Are we
going to
do them all in one row, or are we going to do like segments?
No. We're going to introduce.
Yeah, Mike. We'll introduce each clip.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Okay, so Nick spoiled it. But we're this is a clip show. It's our 10th anniversary episode. Pound, make sure 10th anniversary. We have been doing this for 10 years. we just decided to put a little clip show together from all our favorite clips from the all the various episodes we've done.
And most of this is actually new material. You know, I mean, this is stuff we had to cut out because it was either too long or too raunchy or what have you.
Or it's from some lost episodes. There was some stuff that we had. True. We never ended up putting
more
the episodes together.
It's more of a DVD special features extended.
There you go. There
scenes
you go. The bonus
than
features.
A clip show. But that's you know, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. So there's going to be some old stuff, some new stuff. But we hope you enjoy it. So I think the first thing we're going to talk about. Matt just mentioned this briefly a little bit earlier, but we all really kind of hate each other. You know, you think we get along, we don't. And this next clip is
we get along sometimes. Okay?
I wouldn't say
most,
but
most of the time,
very
most
rarely.
Of the time, we're yelling at each other, calling each other names. You know, if we were physically next to each other, we would probably be punching, kicking each other, and like using swords.
I'd murder
well,
Matt
and Laura, are the ones who really have the
I
problems
don't doubt
with
that.
Each other. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. So that's where the most friction is between these two co-hosts.
Oh yeah.
And
junk
therein
friction.
Lies the problem. Therein lies the problem. So what we're going to have you guys listen to now is some part that we had to cut out from a previous episode where Matt, he called Laura something that no man should ever call a woman. And no woman should ever call a woman. This is just a word that
a
should
jerk.
Not be used by people. But Matt
just,
went
just
on
just play
and
it. Don't humiliate me anymore. Just don't.
Yeah, so.
Take it away sound effect.
Yeah, we hope you enjoy.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Zelda Working Title Podcast Clip Show Extravaganza. For your entertainment purposes, we present to you conversations previously unheard by listener ears. We hope you enjoy the various discussions we've included here today.
I think instead of Nidorina, that was like the difference between the two versions and like... So you could get a Caterpie and a Butterfree, and just I like the Pokemon better, and Charmander it was always my favorite, so that's why Pokemon Red was definitely my favorite of the original ones.
Yeah, I always like Blue better.
What?
I always like Blue.
What'd you say?
Pokemon Blue. That was always my favorite. Red, I didn't like Red that much. Kind of sucked.
What?
Pokemon Blue, Matt.
I think she's saying she liked Blue, Matt.
That's what I like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, I heard you.
Yeah.
It's just that... Yeah, you're a fucking cunt.
Whoa.
Excuse me, Matt?
Wow.
What did you say?
Whoa, Matt.
You said you're a fucking cunt.
Matt, I'm getting sick and tired of you
I was fucking talking about Pokemon Red. You know? You always do that. You have to one-up me.
Hey,
Pokemon
Blue. That's what you're
no,
doing.
Fuck you. No, fuck you.
Hey, you're an
no,
asshole.
Fuck
whoa.
You.
Whoa.
No, fuck
guys.
You.
I'm not gonna
whoa.
Do this anymore
What's
with
going
you.
On?
I mean it. I mean it.
Chill out.
No, guys.
Pokemon Blue is
I was
obviously
just trying to, I was okay. I was just trying to talk about. I don't give a shit which one's better. I was just saying.
Oh
fucking
my God.
Red is my
yeah,
favorite.
Yeah, but that doesn't
and
mean that you have to call me
better.
Guys, do you realize what you're arguing about? Come on.
Fuck you, you cunt.
Yeah, I was just giving my opinion, and listen to what Matt did. He called me a horrible name, Adam. Come on.
Fuck you.
I can't do this
again.
Seriously. Yeah. No, I'm seriously done. After this episode, this is it.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna have to cut this whole part out. Probably gonna have to cancel the episode.
You're wasting so much time.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what? It's Matt's fault. If he wouldn't have called me that, I wouldn't have gotten angry.
This is ridiculous, you guys.
You know?
I can't believe.
You're an asshole, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Just shut up. Don't talk anymore, Matt. You hear me?
I'm
Pokemon
okay.
Blue, much okay. better. Anyways.
Okay, are we still gonna do this, guys? Are we better now? You guys got it all out?
As long as Matt doesn't call me any more names.
Yeah. Come on. Let's just move on.
Matt, come on.
No. Come on.
Don't be an asshole.
Seriously, Matt. Yeah. I think you owe me an apology.
Matt, just say it so we can move on.
Like, that is the worst name you can call a girl.
Yeah. Late. Seriously, it's 12.
We've got stuff to do. Alright, so you guys can tell where that was going, mm-hmm. and hopefully that was an example of how we do not get along.
Well, we resolved it.
Yeah. Matt and I made
I think it somehow made us stronger. It made us stronger as a group.
It did.
By love, yeah. she means hate. Like, deep mm-hmm. loathing hate. Not just a normal
Matt
hate.
Matt and I have BFF necklaces
now. It's a special kind of hate.
Yeah.
So, next, we're going to give you a short segment. It's not really short, actually. It's quite long. A segment of Alex just... See, what he does on the board... What he does on the board, he goes and responds to, like, I don't know, a five-word sentence. And his response is...
A million words.
You know... Yeah, so it's about 7 paragraphs.
Well, this
like,
is,
it's
this
a
is
full
one of,
scholar, like, scholarly essay.
One of Alex's rants.
Yeah.
One of Alex's rants.
Yeah.
That we definitely had to cut for
yeah,
time.
The yeah, the podcast would have been, like, 5 hours long.
Because, I mean, we don't cut them all. Obviously, you listen to the podcast, there's a lot of Alex's rants in here. This is just
yeah,
one we
you,
cut.
You're because probably only was, hearing something like 25% long. Of his full rants.
Yeah, like, we have to cut, like, you don't know that we do it very seamlessly, but Alex does a lot more rants than, like Nick said, you're only hearing 25% yeah. of the rants that we record.
We get to hear it, though. We're so lucky.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, here it is.
Yeah, hope you,
here
it hope
is,
you
Alex,
enjoy it.
Alex's rants.
Wow, how was that last one for some good old-fashioned sass? Let's listen in and hear what Alex had to say.
Okay, so, what did you guys all think about Super Mario Galaxy? Like, Alex, what did you think?
Super Mario Galaxy was actually a really, really fun game. I hadn't played my Wii for a really long time. And, you know, I was really excited about this game, and I ended up buying it. And, you know, it didn't disappoint me like I thought it would, because, you know, most games I get, they're either a disappointment or they're too long or I don't know. There's just something off about the games, and you know, but Super Mario Galaxy was it was really, really fun. I really
so
enjoyed
you know
it.
How people are always talking
so,
about
the Wii's inferior graphics and it's a child system and you know go Xbox 360
yeah.
but you know this game actually had pretty good graphics the graphics were actually very impressive they almost looked HD to me so you know you start off with this 8-bit Mario game, and then it grows into something exponentially incredible, just like this Super Mario Galaxy. It's you really have to look at the game, especially if you have an HD TV. Even though the Wii can't display in HD, which is again another issue of the Wii versus the other systems. It really does look very good. It really impressed me
just
to see this kind of,
graphic
you have
power.
People complaining about how the Wii is just this stupid system, you know, the controller doesn't have any buttons and you can't do anything, all the minigame games are just gimmicks with the waggle motion, but this game really, it worked really well, you know, you jump with the A button, and the only motion control, which actually is what you would do in real life, when you make Mario spin, you shake the Wiimote. And so, you know, you have the same kind of motion. When Mario is spinning, you're kind of spinning your hand. And of course, there was the infrared sensitivity, where you could control your on-screen cursor and collect the star bits. And That was really impressive as well, because you could control Mario separately from this little star.
And so another thing I was really, really impressed with was actually the story.
So Mario games aren't very well known for their stories. Traditionally, they don't really have one. And this one didn't really have one either, but therein lies the beauty of it, because this game, without telling a story, there is a story. And it's just, it's an incredibly simplistic and effective way to tell a story, unlike games such as Final Fantasy, where they go on for hours and hours and multiple discs, and it just gets to a point of being ridiculous that this story is being told. You know, its most intricate details that don't ever need to be known, and the way Super Mario Galaxy did it is just, it's a much better way of telling a story. And so, you know, they have the library where you can go, and it's, the story is optional. So you go into this library by choice, and there are different segments of the story that you can unlock as you progress through the game. And as you go through this game, you find out more and more about the backstory of these characters. And then aside from that, there's also the story that's presently going on with Peach being kidnapped by Bowser. And so there are really two stories going on. And again, both of them are being told in such a simplistic way, but it's just really incredible how well they're told without being told.
So obviously we had to cut out parts of even that, because that just went on forever.
He made some good points, though. He's smart, of course, articulate.
But it's just, oh my god.
It took a little while to get to the points. But yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
So, next clip we're going to have you guys listen to is a clip from Matt's trip to Comic-Con.
Well, can I...
Yeah, Matt, why don't you introduce it?
I recorded some stuff at Comic-Con. This is just one of the things. We had a Comic-Con episode put together, and then it kind of fell apart at the last minute, because it ended up being mostly just me talking, and the interviews weren't that exciting.
Oh, by the way, we apologize for not getting like more episodes out. We had that one episode mishap, and then Laura's been sick, and people were out of town.
Yeah. And then the
We'll try to do these more often, but I think this is definitely the best interview. It's with a well-known celebrity, so
you guys kind of ran into this person, right?
Yeah, well, I'll set it up. I mean, we have the clip, so we'll just play it. And
all right, hope you enjoy it.
Wowee. Good thing that's over with. That Alex sure can go on forever. But what's this I hear about a celebrity interview? Stay tuned to find out more.
Okay, here I am at Comic-Con. Hi, guys. Hi, podcast. It's Saturday, July 25th. It was pretty exciting. I got an interview lined up. I didn't think I was going to get to do any of these. I've seen a lot of cool stuff here, but this is definitely, I mean, all you Star Wars fans will kind of freak. I'm here with Natalie Portman. So, Ms. Portman, it's just kind of a little podcast we have. It's a Zelda. I don't know if you know video games, but it's a Zelda. It's a video game for Nintendo. I'm a big fan, but. I had a couple questions for you for the podcast. It's like a podcast, like a little like an internet radio show. I'm just really curious. Like, everyone's curious. I like all your movies, but What's it like to work with George Lucas on Star Wars?
I'm Natalie Portman, Star Wars!
Oh, yeah, well, I thought that was a really great interview.
You know, I'm really impressed that you got to interview her.
And it was, like, just by, it was by chance, wasn't it? Like, you just kind of ran into her?
Yeah, well, what happened was she actually recognized me because she was actually, I found out this at, I thought she just saw me with a microphone, assumed I wanted to interview her, but I found this out after the interview. She had listened to the Gamer Grub theme song. She's actually a gamer. She's a big fan of Gamer Grub. She eats
really?
It a lot. Wow. So, she listened to the Gamer Grub theme song and
So she found you.
She was just a big... Yeah, she found me. Wow. So she was a big fan of the Gamer Grub theme song.
She's
stalking
you.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, no. She saw me. So she like looked at my Facebook and stuff. We're Facebook friends now.
Wow.
That was probably the best Natalie Portman interview I've ever heard.
It sounded great.
No, but I was just really excited. Like,
it was really in-depth.
Like, it was intimidating for me, but... Because she's like the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. But, yeah, like, she let me finger after Comic-Con.
Okay. All right.
Thanks. Thanks for sharing.
Nice.
God,
cool.
Man.
So.
All right.
Lucky.
All right. So, I think we're going to do one more new little clip. So, often we just randomly burst into song because we're a jolly group of people and, you know, singing is quite a fun thing to do.
But, like, obviously, nobody really wants to listen to it that often. I mean...
Yeah, that's true. And, you know...
That's why it kind of gets cut.
I think since we're such good singers, you know, we don't really like to you know, brag
or
about our talents. Yeah. We don't like to show off.
And it's not like a high school musical podcast.
I think with this... Yeah, this is the 10th anniversary, so I think we should treat you to one of our best songs that we've done. So this was just, you know, in the middle of a podcast, we just randomly broke out into song, and, you know, it's pretty great. So we hope you enjoy it.
That Natalie Portman sure is a looker. I wish I got to meet her. But instead, I'll have to sit here and listen to these three guys sing a song.
I bought a bunch of DLC. I got the Ballad of Gay Tony. Like, I saw that was coming out, so I'm going to get that soon. But I've been playing, like, all of those. Wait, Matt, what are you playing? Is that, like...
Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting?
Yeah, well, it's a little loud. But is that your guitar?
Yeah, I was playing a graduation song.
Like the vitamin C one?
Vitamin C?
Yeah, you guys like vitamin C?
Oh, man. Yeah, I have a vitamin C deficiency. I need vitamin
C. Dude, I love vitamin C.
Me too. She's like my favorite artist.
She's great.
I know.
Graduation song. I mean, she does it all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just like this. It's like...
As we go on,
like that,
we remember all the times we spent together, and as our lives change, for what...
Okay, so we hope you guys enjoyed that. You know, we have a lot of fun singing our songs. It kind of makes up for the fact that we all try to kill each other all the time. But
it brings
it's moments like those that make us harmonize.
It's a tear of joy.
Yeah, we love each other.
Like streams down my face, and like then another one, and then a little pea droplet of joy comes out of my urethra and
you know, I think that was one of our better songs too.
Yeah.
It's a really gorgeous song.
You know, some of my fluids are often dripping
out
down
out
Adam's face.
Well, my problem is
they're usually dripping down Adam's face.
Yes, in fact.
So I was gonna throw that one out there. I don't really know where I'm going with that, but
my main problem is whenever my eyes are like leaking, it like tells the rest of my body that you should be like spitting out some sort of
gushing
fluid.
Gushing out fluids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You crap your pants then?
No. Nick? I bleed. My anus has a bloody problem.
My anus is bleeding!
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we got some.
Yeah. So
we got some
I think we're
going to
end it right there. But you know, we're going to include some of the clips from the older episodes. But we are going to say goodbye for this one. So we hope you all enjoy these old clips. If you haven't listened to the older podcasts, we hope you get a kick out of them. But until next time, hopefully it won't be too long. But I think we're gonna go. So
good night.
Yay!
Goodbye.
Episode 10.
Yay! Good night. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yay!
We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Pokemon Blue. Forever.
Well, folks, my time here is done. Joining you on the rest of your journey will be Nancy, the woman of tomorrow.
Thank you, Kyle. Come, listeners, and join me in enjoying clips of episodes past.
I grew up with Transformers too, but I thought the movie was fantastic.
That's the reason why I grew up with Shia LaBeouf in Indy, because he's such an amazing character.
The girl, however, was not very good. I didn't like her.
She's horribly sucked in acting. She's so hot.
She's good.
But
you're overlooking Anthony Anderson,
who was the best part. Nobody cared about the acting, okay?
She was there for the eye candy, and she did that job very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
They did a number with her eyes, though.
Did she do well?
Very, very detailed.
Did she do a good job, Laura? When you're training, did she do a good job?
Did she what?
Did she do a good job?
Yes, she did.
Was she good?
Doing what?
Being a whore?
Exactly.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Right answer, Laura.
But Adam, were you saying something about her eyes?
Yeah, because Adam's the only one that actually noticed her eyes.
Come on, Adam. I'm a girl, and I notice more than her eyes. Come on.
Not surprising.
Now your name on the board makes a lot more sense, Adam.
You're that.
Come on, Gay Spice. Let's go.
No, I like
it.
Some say the eyes are a gateway to the soul.
Back, like you did.
Yeah.
That's pretty awful.
Anyway, Twilight Princess is still, I think, a good game, just because of all
overhyped.
The things I was expecting.
Very much so.
Yeah,
completely.
I don't think it was overhyped.
Oh, I do.
It was hyped for the wrong reasons. It was hyped on false promises.
Yeah, that's true. Over 100 hours of gameplay is just scratching the surface.
Yeah, I beat the game in like 30 hours, maybe.
I stretched it. Like, I tried to make it last as long as I could. I got 100%, and I think I got up to like 64 hours.
I think if they would have just told us the real things that they were doing in the game, that game would have been still really hyped, but nobody would have been disappointed because nobody was expecting epic battles or 100-hour adventure or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
They just lied to
us. They're liars.
Nintendo, if you're listening to this, which you probably are, Shigeru Miyamoto, shame on you. I love you, but
don't say that in Japanese.
Just
he
don't do that
speak
again.
English.
You delivered. Shigeru Miyamoto, you delivered. Your translator will tell you this. You delivered on Super Mario Galaxy. That made up for Twilight Princess because it was the best game.
You know,
last
he wasn't
year.
Really in charge of that. He was just
you know
the
what?
Overseer.
It was his magic essence that carried Super Mario Galaxy along.
Exactly.
That's true.
He was in charge. He just didn't want to
best
take credit
game of last
for it.
Year.
Yeah, like.
Shigeru Miyamoto, why did you lie? We still love you.
I hope he listens to this. I hope he listens to this. And I'm just gonna say, Andor, no hard feelings, but you're a douchebag.
Matt, why do you hate him?
Let's see. There's only about 3 people I like.
Oh my god, what is going on now?
That was good theme music for my hateful
speech. Go, do it.
That's hate speech music.
All right, can we?
Black people.
Can we take it off?
Don't like him. Chinese people really don't like him.
I don't like him because he's Swedish.
Don't like him. Specific people. Andor, don't like him.
Keese. Remember Keese, Hader?
Yeah.
Hate him. I hate him. And he just hates bats. Fictional bats in Zelda games, but I hate him. Mythos. Hate him.
Oh, yeah. Where is he? Yeah. He hasn't been around forever.
Let's see. Who else? I don't know. Who are some other people on the board that aren't in this podcast?
So I can say, hate him. I'm a thief.
Hammer Thief, what a douche.
Hammer Thief, I hate Hammer Thief.
Hammer Thief, I'm Hammer Thief, I'm from a different country than America. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Nobody cares about him. Danny?
Yeah, he's a fucking douchebag.
What do you think Australia is? Some kind of great place or something? No, nobody likes it. It's gonna burn down one day, and nobody's gonna cry.
Tree beach sports includes cricket.
Nobody cares. Nobody bought that game except for you.
They have kangaroos in Australia.
Woody, what do you think? You're just composing songs all the time? What do you think? In England, you just have all this time to compose songs or something, Woody? Well, why don't you come to America where we get real jobs? How about that? You know, some other guys that I don't remember.
Stinger.
I hate you too. Stinger. You don't even go to forums anymore.
He's gonna be a child molester one day.
One day, he already is.
Link.
Him and his small penis.
Link 165.
Is that just really, going through the list now?
Link 165, is that really the best screen name you came up with? Water Link.
Zelda forum, come on.
Water Link. You know.
Who likes water?
Yeah. Water is obviously the worst of the elements.
You could have been Diet Coke Link. That's way better.
Or like Lightning
Link. Fire Link.
Fire Link. Or Heart Link.
Or Shadow Link or something.
Little Bro.
Dr. Pepper Link.
Little Bro 07. You just.
Do you really have
yourself,
a little bro?
Yeah. What? I don't even get what
is
that
is. Is he the little brother? Or number 7?
I think he is the little bro.
Number 7?
I think he
out
is.
Of all the little brothers? Does he have like a family of dwarves living with him too?
I don't know. I don't even know. Why don't you explain your name to me, and then I can make fun of it some more.
All right, can we stop? Can we move on now?
Okay.
Dude, the music is like
annoying. All right.
Oh, thank you.
Matthew is quite hateful. Why so serious, Matthew?
Game. It's called Madden.
Does it start with an M? And
Matt, why do you talk
M
like you're trying to like?
09?
Why are you talking like you're on a sex line or something? What is wrong with you?
I like it. Don't tell Matt to.
It's soothing.
Madden 010.
Matt 010.
A dripping wet.
Madden 010, huh?
A dripping wet from. I don't know how it got so wet, but it did. My friend Nick is back. He's gonna tell you about a game called Fallout 3. Here it goes, Nick.
Hello. Internet
hi.
Space.
Nick.
Hello, Nick.
So
everybody
hi,
say
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
By a show
hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hi.
By a show of hands,
By
a show of e hands, how many people have played the new hit JRPG Fallout 3?
I see a few hands there.
Hey, Nick, why don't you tell me something about Fallout 3? Can I play my favorite character, Sephiroth? Final Fantasy's number 7.
Yes. Actually, there's this great story arc with Sephiroth.
Sephiroth.
Related to popular actor Tim Roth.
Sephiroth and Tim Roth. And they just covered Tim Roth in a green blanket and then basically removed him.
I remember that from Stuck on You.
That's clever.
Oh,
I don't want
so Matt, has your opinion on JRPGs changed because of Fallout 3?
I still think JRPGs are the scientifically best genre possible.
I was really worried about Fallout 3 until I noticed that I was wearing tons of belts, as many belts as I could find. My hair was so crazy.
Were you wearing some on your head?
Yes, everything was turn-based. Right. That's what I
good,
love.
Good.
I love it. I don't like action at all, or adventure. Just choosing from
well, man!
And let me tell you something else about Fallout 3 that's really
silly.
Cool. In Fallout 3, you can do this thing where it's like got this mini game where you race around these like big golden chicken type things, and they're called chocolate bows. And you run around on
can
them.
Can you eat
and,
them?
And then
can you breed them?
The guy. No,
you can breed. Can you have sex with them?
You can have sex on top of them.
I was actually
not with them.
Pretty much the same thing.
That's not really the same.
Once I got home and I looked at what I had bought, I was very nervous because I was trying to buy Flatout 3, and I accidentally got Fallout 3. And I just love gritty racing games. And I mean, I was pleasantly surprised.
Were you eating your racing gamer grub while you were playing Flatout 3?
The moment I heard Liam Neeson's voice, I knew I made the right mistake.
You know, I think the Japanese said it best when they were mispronouncing Fallout 3 and called it Far Out 3, because that game is far out. Man.
That's actually why they named it Fallout 3, Matt.
Laura, don't die on us.
They didn't know how far out it was.
We can't save you. We're not CPR certified.
God, you guys are crazy.
CPR cast.
If I were dripping wet, I would short circuit. Sad face.
That's what the save is.
But you can like rechange your look and everything like that though too at that point.
Yeah, that's what it wasn't working too.
But the game is like it's really worth your money.
Who's making that weird noise?
That would be Dale. He's actually currently we're cutting into his masturbation time right now. He likes to make weird
that's not me.
Ethiopian
Dave,
noses and clicks and stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Apparently, Adam's never been to Ethiopia. Ethiopia, don't do that. They click, dude.
Stop it, guys.
Racism is never funny unless David Alan Greer is perpetuating it.
Did you know that Ethiopia is the third largest nut-producing country in the world? It also has the second largest donkey population next to China.
Years, maybe.
The last game I rented before I joined up was like Majora's Mask.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
From Blockbuster?
That was the last game. Yeah, and I went to Blockbuster and I had to beat it like within like a week or how long did they give you? Like 7 days? Yeah, 7 days.
I don't know.
So I had to go back and like, guys, I need to extend it because I love this game. I want to stay with it as much as I can.
They were like, sure, if you do us a special favor.
Hand job.
Laura, that only happens to you.
Oh, it's because she's a girl.
It's because if you guys didn't notice, she's a girl.
What? Laura's a girl.
God, yeah. You're such a jerk.
Old news, dude.
I can tell by the name and the voice.
Well, you can't tell by the voice. Don't you be thrown off by the voice.
Oh no! The man voice. That's from a while ago. God. That's old.
Oh, they still haven't let it go, Dale.
No, every time, it's brought up at least once.
I don't have a man voice. You guys, shut up.
Of course.
You don't, Laura.
You don't.
Guys, can I read a passage from one of my favorite novels?
No. Anyway.
I am a female. I do not have the voice of a male. I am sorry I cannot share my voice with you, Laura. Happy 10th anniversary, Zelda Working Title Podcast.
Good luck, and Godspeed.
Zelda Working Title Podcast. Bringing tomorrow's future today.
It's just like this. It's like
as we go on,
like that.
We remember all the times we spent together, and as our lives change for whatever,
join in, Laura.
We will still be friends forever. And as we go on, we remember all the times we had together. And as our lives change from whatever, we will still be friends forever. Nah, nah, nah. Number 10, episode 10.